Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yeehaw. Yes, it's the 7th of April, 2015. All of the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, it's been some time now that we've seen a little update from those folks over at Roku, but finally, they have delivered. It unveiled two of its highest-end models, the Roku 2 and the Roku 3. Yep, they're getting hardware revisions with a software upgrade. Now we'll get into the nitty-gritty of it. Well, the Roku is getting the same processor and other internals as its big brother while keeping it in the $70 price range. Ooh, that's nice, Roku. Thank you. Another thing coming its way is a microphone directly on the remote. Yes. Why do you want to talk to your Roku through your remote? Well, according to what we're seeing from Roku's new software, it's going to have true voice search. So now you don't have to blip, 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 blip anymore. All you got to do say is, yeah, I'm looking for this. Yeah, where is it? The company's also saying in future updates, there's going to be additional ways of tracking media, say alerts for, you know, say your latest season of your favorite TV show when it's on Netflix or so-and-so, to where your favorite movie actor is going to be in an upcoming feature flick, and when it lands on, say, I don't know, Amazon. So what are the advantages of having the Roku 3 over the Roku 2 now? I don't really know, to be honest. So if I was you, just save the cash. Just get the Roku 2. Bad news for our BTN listeners. Probably particularly, this is going to hit Ewan Rankinhart, yes, our head honcho here at the network. GeekWire is reporting that beer and wine have vanished completely from Amazon's grocery service. Yeah, that's right, Amazon is going to stop delivering beer and wine. No. Right now, it has just disappeared. There's been no explanation whatsoever from Amazon. So it could return, but more than likely, it probably won't. Seems they're having some, shall we say, regulation problems with the delivery. So it's back to getting your adult beverages the old-fashioned way. Head on down to the pub. Could it be? Are we really going to see this? LG Display is claiming that Apple is going to release an iMac 8K, yes, resolution, later this year. Actually, this juicy little info is coming from Reddit via the LG Display blog. Now, of course, Apple hasn't said anything about an announcement of a new iMac, especially with 8K resolution coming anytime soon, but that's none surprising. Of course, we all know the Apple's highest resolution Mac is the iMac with the Retina 5K display right now. So how much of an improvement will we actually see with 8K? I don't really know. Funny enough, as the time of publishing this podcast for you, LG has taken down that article on their blog. Sounds like somebody got pissed off. We'll see if LG will still be the panel provider of choice for Apple now. While we're talking about K resolution and we're talking about Apple, let's talk about that forthcoming Apple TV that's going to be coming, they say, in June. Yes, I'm talking about the box, not our April Fool's joke last week. For all of us that were hoping that, the new Apple TV box coming out would have 4K resolution, get ready to be disappointed. In a report published by BuzzFeed, Apple's upcoming next-generation Apple TV will not support 4K Ultra HD video content. Sucks. Sources from BuzzFeed have stated that the Apple TV currently in development will not stream the latest high-definition video content currently offered by Netflix and other streaming services. The sources went on to say that the market for 4K video just isn't quite there yet. Yeah, probably in June it won't quite be there yet. Yeah, we'll get stuck with that $99 one. And then, probably coming in December of this year, we'll have that $149 one with 4K Ultra High Def video from Apple. Any bets? Any bets? EE customers in the UK, check this out. EE has announced that its Wi-Fi calls and text features, which allow customers to route voice calls and SMS through Wi-Fi networks, is now available. Apparently, the testing has been going on for some time now, but I guess they've decided to flip the switch and turn that sucker on. However, don't start jumping for joy too much. You gotta be a Microsoft Lumia 640 or the Samsung Galaxy S6 or S6 Edge user, which hasn't even come out yet. That'll be out in 3 days or so. Yeah, that's the only way you're gonna be able to enjoy this. Over some tests that I've read over at the Next Web, they're saying there is no real difference whatsoever in the call quality between Wi-Fi or your standard blicky-dick voice calling. And finally, Sometimes marriages, they just don't work out. It's unfortunate, but it happens. And it's never easy, shall we say, to submit those divorce papers to your other half. But maybe, because of a court ruling, it could get a little easier. The New York Daily News is reporting that the Manhattan Supreme Court justice has ruled, at least for this couple, that yes, you can't submit those divorce papers via Facebook. And no, it's not like on their wall, hey, I've served you with divorce papers. No, this is coming via Facebook Messenger. Both lawyers for either side have been given the permission to use their Facebook account and transmit all the paperwork via Facebook Messenger. It says this thing will be repeated back and forth between the plaintiffs and the defendants once a week for 3 consecutive weeks or until acknowledged. Divorce via Facebook. Yeah, gives a whole new meaning to being unfriended, doesn't it? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech, of course. You can find me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow, oh yes indeed, with your Wednesday Humpy Dumpy Day edition of the BTN News Show. We'll be getting you caught up then on the next 24 hours of the best tech news that's going to happen. But until then, I hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.